From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The House votes today on a bill that threatens punitive tariffs against China's exports to the U.S. unless China moves more aggressively to let the value of its currency rise against the dollar. Thomas Duesterberg of the Manufacturers Alliance says China's currency policies give that country an unfair trade advantage that hurts American businesses and costs jobs.
We're not able to grow as fast as we need to grow to give a jolt to this economy.
The legislation before the House would allow American firms to apply for tariffs to be imposed on imports from any country with undervalued currency. The protesters are clashing with police in Madrid today as demonstrators try to stop buses from leaving a depot there. That sound from Atlas TV. The showdown in Madrid, just one of a number of demonstrations in at least a dozen countries in Europe over government spending cuts and tax hikes. Terry Schultz reports one of the largest rallies is set for Brussels, home base of the European Union.
There's a heavy police presence in downtown Brussels hours before an estimated 100,000 people are expected to march from the main train station to EU headquarters in protest of tough economic measures they say are hurting the labor market. The European Trade Union Federation has coordinated the action with its member organizations, which will be holding their own demonstrations across the continent. Protesters from 30 countries are expected to join the Brussels throng. City officials are predicting traffic chaos as nearly half of transport workers are expected to take part in the demonstration. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A federal appeals court is allowing federal funding for embryonic stem cell research to continue while a full appeal is being considered. The three-judge panel says the administration has satisfied the standards required for a stay pending appeal of an injunction that was imposed last month. A federal judge issued that ban after finding that federal guidelines on embryonic stem cell research violated the law. A federal judge has temporarily blocked tomorrow's scheduled execution of a man in California who was convicted of kidnapping, raping, and killing a teenage girl 3 decades ago. At issue is the state's lethal injection procedure. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports an appeals panel has reviewed the case.
The appeals court had said the judge should take a closer look at the state's new protocol for lethal injections. Lawyers for the condemned inmate argued that state officials were rushing the execution before the expiration date of one of the drugs used in the lethal injection. There is a national shortage of the drug sodium thiopental. The state supply expires at the end of the week. Unless Judge Fogel's ruling is overturned quickly, Brown's execution could be delayed for several months. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
The U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East is back in Israel today. George Mitchell will be pushing for a new halt to construction of settlements in the West Bank in an effort to keep Middle East peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians on track. This is NPR News. President Obama holds two more backyard discussions today, one in Iowa, the other in Virginia, as he works to boost enthusiasm among Democratic voters in the weeks leading up to the November elections. At a rally at the University of Wisconsin yesterday, he reached out to young voters.
We need you to stay fired up, because there is an election on November 2nd that's going to say a lot about the future, your future, and the future of our country.
In an interview in Rolling Stone magazine, Mr. Obama said it's inexcusable for any Democrat or progressive to stand on the sidelines right now. Authorities in Utah are investigating the stars of a new reality TV show about polygamy. James Nelson in Salt Lake City reports the program premiered last week, and there's already concern about the family that's featured.
The show is called Sister Wives and stars 41-year-old advertising man Cody Brown, his four wives, and their 16 children. In the opening episode, the Learning Channel trained their cameras on the way the Browns live, their children, and their acknowledgement of their unique cohabitation. Thousands of polygamy families live quietly in Utah and elsewhere, but exposure through a national television show has state officials on edge. Bigamy is a third-degree felony. Detectives are now investigating whether the stars of Sister Wives violated the bigamy statute, and prosecutors will then have to determine if they want to pursue the case. For NPR News, I'm James Nelson in Salt Lake City.
Doctors at a hospital in Cleveland are recommending additional observation for former President Jimmy Carter. He was brought there after developing an upset stomach on a flight to Cleveland. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.